With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. We are now past the midpoint of our celebration of Easter, and the readings are preparing us for that great celebration of Pentecost when we remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that's a wonderful moment for us also to renew the gifts of the Spirit, which are already potential in our hearts. And so the readings point to that gift, just like today. And why do we need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? Why do we need the strengthening from above? Precisely because of this, what the Lord has prophesied during the Last Supper discourse. And we hear it very clearly today. He says, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first." So the world is going to hate us. Now, there has to be a little nuancing of words here. World here does not refer to this entire creation of God. You see, when God created the world, he looked at it and he said, "It's very good." So the world is good. So what is the world that's being depicted here? The world is any of those values that are opposed to the values of the kingdom. Secularism at its worst. Those that are opposed to the spiritual life. Those values of the world that emphasizes the primacy of materiality and materialism. We all know this. And when we proclaim and we live out the words of the gospel, we will definitely be at a clash with the values of the world. And so, hence the word, it will hate us. Now, there's an encouragement here because Jesus said, well, it means you are like me. When the world hates you, you are like me. Because Jesus preached against the values of that world. And so when we are becoming more and more like Christ, then as they had opposed Christ, so they will oppose us. So that's the first good news. And the second good news is the fact that, and it's not included here, but as the readings move on, it says here that the Lord will promise us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit is with us, when we are full of the Spirit will speak for us, will grant us the wisdom to give arguments or to reason and be strengthened against the opposition of the world. You see, remember this. The Lord does not ask us to do something or to do anything without giving us the power to be able to succeed in that task. If the world says, stand against the values of the world, it means he will not leave us at our own efforts. He will give us the grace. He will give us the power of the Spirit to speak before the world. But then we have to participate in that grace. See, the two coming together in our hearts. First, there is the gift of the Holy Spirit, but then we need to participate and accept that gift, to step out in faith and step out into action, knowing that we are not alone.